Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
On the last episode, Ape Joel and Also Joel heroically reunited, only to discover that it's not all good news, as Bitch Hippo has been kidnapped by Emperor Slug, and after catching each other up, it's time for the new team to come together and figure out a plan.
Sweetums, Mockmouth, and Kielbasa, and Sweetums, all take care of piloting the ship. The two of you and...
We'll shoot off...
It's just the two of you, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no one else.
We'll shoot off Mark into space, give him a good space burial with his awesome horse legs. Off and then Mark we'll also give Mitchell Hedberger a nice space burial.
You watch as a man who is a bull's head in a snake's body and a little bulldog man float off into space together.
Who was he?
He was my good friend Mitchell.
I don't even know why you wanted him.
Friendship is magic.
You float your way, or you fly your way back to the Central Space Station. It seems now that Emperor Slug has left, it's no longer on lockdown. You land your ship right next to the old ship, the Wolf ship. People are like, ah, you again. All right.
Can we try and... Hey, Muckmouth, do you reckon we can try and sell the Wolf ship?
I'll do my best.
It's stolen.
Right, yeah, but that's not a problem. Yeah, oh, I can make sure that's sold, yes.
All right.
Do you want all of us to come to see Little Shock, or would you like just the... You know,
everyone.
No, Sweetums should stay here with the ship.
Muckmouth, you should come with us.
All right, I'll stay with the ship. Muckmouth's like, yeah, I'll come with you guys. What about Kielbasa?
Hang on, I'm gonna mind meld with Kielbasa. Like, go into Kielbasa's body.
All right, you. And suddenly you're a mold.
Why does every time?
Okay, you're Kielbasa.
He wonders why he's got bruises. This is why. This really... is why Ape Joel... Well, mold and Joel now.
What are you going to do as a mold?
Can you even communicate? You can't, can you? He's going to scream at us. You fuck.
Yep,
good. Fucking
I'm
great.
I'm going to try really hard to, like, internally learn the language of Kielbasa.
What's your ape brain?
My ape brain is four? Yep. A four.
Yep.
All right, Muckmouth, can you just...
You're like, is there a language? Is it just hollering?
Okay, Muckmouth, well, he keeps yelling. Can you go and sell this fucking shit?
Yes, look, I'll take care of that.
Thank Christ.
You guys sort that out. I'll go and see. I'll go use some context.
Yeah, thank you.
And then I transfer back into my body.
Muckmouth steps over the body of Ape Joel, and she pulls up like a small like space phone, basically, and begins making some calls.
Oh, my God.
Your boss is like... She seems angry.
What is wrong with it? What did you do that for?
What is wrong with it? What is wrong with it? I hate it. Get rid of it.
Sorry, Kielbasa, I was trying to like communicate properly with you.
Why did you ask? It seems to know what you're saying. Why did you just jump in? It didn't know you were doing it. No one knew you were doing it.
I think I've lost my humanity with these multiple deaths, but with no actual death.
Announce your plans, you fuck.
Right, you're led inside. Muckmouth comes back. She's like, yes, somebody was going to come pick it up and transfer the credits.
Oh,
over.
Thank you.
Don't worry.
Sick. Well, Scorpion 5?
Yes. All right, you head inside.
One, sorry.
It's a very similar situation to Centaur 5. You go in, they chat to you, you fill out a form, and then you're taken to a... area where a surgical procedure is performed on you. A similar bean alien with tentacles performs the surgery.
I can get this back, though, yeah?
You can get the horse thing back. Yes, absolutely.
Ah, good.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
All right, you're all put under, and basically you come out the other end like a centaur, but instead of horse, we're talking scorpion. You click, 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 click everywhere, and you are without regular genitals.
Mm. Oh, but a stinger.
Yeah, you've got a stinger now. It kind of curls back behind your head.
Which is kind of like a poison cock when you think about it.
No, it's not. Scorpion ape Joel.
Everybody, it's kind of hard, easy to get a handle on them, but Kielbasa is very strange. Seeing as that, like, she doesn't have legs, so, like, anyway, it's fine. You enter the teleporting thing and you whoop down into a city that kind of reminds you of kind of new metal. It's similarly kind of grimy. There's a lot of neon. It's kind of raining when you arrive.
Yeah.
You can see a lot of scorpion aliens kind of click, 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 clicking around. Muckmouth's like, yes, I know the address. We can make our way over there.
Sick. I wish I was still wearing my I Love Blade Runner scorpion jacket.
You could just buy one. They're everywhere. Remember, they're cheap as shit.
They are cheap as shit.
What happened to your old one? You bought a new one at the servo.
That's what I'm saying. But like, it's just a classic Blade Runner. I want them with a scorpion.
Oh, right. Fair. Because you're a scorpion now. Yeah, I get it. That was foreshadowing on my part.
Anyway, let's just keep walking. Scuttling?
Scuttling. Yeah. You scuttle everywhere. You make your way through the busy streets of the scorpion city. And eventually you find in like a sad little house by the docks. Well, you find this little sad by the house by the docks. Muckmouth knocks on it and somebody opens it up. They look like they're about maybe 35, maybe 40. And they're wearing like a skin tight yellow leotard with a lightning bolt on it.
That's really sad.
They look sad. Oh, can I?
Are you the little shock?
Yeah.
Are you
but,
big shock now?
Well, I'm still the little shock technically. No, look, I don't want. If this is like a publicity, I'm not.
No,
interested.
Not at all.
I don't do autographs anymore.
I don't want your autograph. That's look good. At you, like, come on, mate. Is anyone? Is it? Sorry, can I just? As
that's
an
unnecessarily
aside,
hurtful.
Yeah, but
to
does anyone
me.
Actually come here asking for your autograph anymore?
No.
Yeah. So if I said, "Can I have your autograph?"
Honestly,
I reckon you'd be kind of happy.
I'd do it. I would do it.
Yeah. So
can,
look,
what can I help you with?
Can I have your autograph?
Of course. Do you want? You don't want it though.
No, but you seem to want me to want it.
Well, now it's just it's even sadder if I give it to you. I'll give it to you though. What do you want me to sign?
Thanks for always being there.
Okay. Well, what am I signing? What exactly am I signing though?
I look down.
Muckmouth's like. Also, Joel, is this necessary? You're just hurting the guy. Come on, fuck.
this pamphlet.
Yeah, of course I'll sign it for you. Best wishes. You've always been there for me.
Yeah, thanks.
There you go, little shock. What can I, are you guys selling anything or are you just here to hurt me?
What's we're information about Emperor Slug.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that. That was brutal.
Yeah, look,
brutal.
He's taken one of our mates.
Right.
Have you met us before?
No. What? What?
Well, Emperor Slug knew who we were.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that whole thing. Look, come inside. I'll make you a cup of tea or something. Thanks.
That sounds good.
Okay.
We scuttle in.
You kind of just like lower your body. He's a scorpion as well.
I figured.
The leotard looks odd on a scorpion body.
Little shock. Why do you still wear the leotard?
I don't know. I don't. Can we not talk about that? Right. It doesn't seem like. Seems like you come here looking for information, not coming here to. Tear me apart
I don't
for
mean
who I
to.
Am.
I'm just.
You've got a lot of hurtful questions for me, and I'm not into it. Okay. He goes into the kitchen. Sorry. You hear a, and he brings out some pitch black teas in pitch black mugs. It's a lot cheaper to just marry one.
That's sad. That's
can I meet your
that's
wife?
That's the sad. Oh, little shock. That's the saddest thing that I have heard today. Yeah. And like, you just signed in like a pamphlet.
Of course.
Fuck, little shock.
I'll let you meet her. He like leads you into this sad little lounge
to
room.
Sit down more.
And in the kitchen, there's one of those portal people.
How do you? Did you even just say it? Did you know? Does she even love you? Do you?
I
love
think
her?
I don't know if she loves. The portal's like. I don't think she does, but no. I'd never say it. We can't have kids.
Rough, little shock.
What can I do for you? Because this is already very sad for me.
It is.
Oh, that's right. Emperor Slug. I don't know. I don't want to chat to him. I don't know.
Well, you don't need to chat to him. We just, he's got, basically, I give him
a
killed lowdown.
Zap Lightning with a 2x4. Yeah, yeah. That changes a man, you know?
I can imagine.
See, maybe he'd capture the two of us.
Yeah,
I'll get you next time, Zap Lightning. This time, you know, he had us in the, he was explaining, he had us in the trap. We're like, he'll explain the speech to us. But then he just,
yeah,
Zap
right.
Lightning in the head, dead.
So, okay.
I just got away.
Ah, so, question. Yep. So he's got our good friend, Professor Bitch Hippo.
Yeah.
We want to get him back. But in taking our friend, he was like, I know you know who you are. We're no longer mates. We were mates. Seems kind of odd.
Well,
did he ever mention an also Joel? Or an ape Joel?
Not really. So we had this fight. Like, we're always fighting him.
Yeah.
It's always the classic. He's like, oh, get the Zikmar crystals off your Zap Lightning. Zap Lightning's like, you'll never get them, Emperor Slug. Emperor Slug, you know, he had us, we did a whole thing. We sent him off. Oh, we put you in prison.
Yeah.
Normally there's about maybe like a month until we have to fight him again. But about a week later, he turned up. He's very different. Didn't really seem to recognize us when we arrived.
Oh.
Yeah. We thought like, oh my God, we're going to, you know, something's gone wrong with, maybe he's under mind control or whatever. But then he just, you ever seen a man's face get slammed with a 2x4?
Yeah.
Just in the cheek. I saw bone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And then I just fled. I didn't have, he points down to his scorpion body. I didn't have legs. He took, you know, part of the damage of the whole fight with Emperor Slug, he took my legs. So I'm like, well, I'll just get a scorpion legs.
You know, you need horse legs though.
Oh yeah, but you know, I don't know, man.
Tip went. Mm. Hi, Little Shock.
Hey,
big fan.
Really?
Yep.
Thanks.
No worries. I really liked those crimes you stopped.
Oh my God. He begins to cry.
It's okay, Little Shock.
I want to lock eyes with Muckmouth again.
Muckmouth's just like, absolute wanker.
I know.
That's amazing.
That about me or him?
No, about him. Mark Mouth thinks he's a loser.
So, Little Shock, so Emperor Slug, like 5 years ago, things went fucked?
Yeah, I'd say maybe earlier. I don't know. 5 years ago is when he beat, you know, Zap Lightning to get to death with a 2x4.
When was the first time you noticed anything different about him? And
after our last fight with him, before he killed Zap Lightning, he seemed a bit off. He seemed like he didn't really remember any of the things we used to do. I don't know. We recovered this from the last fight. He goes to like a cupboard, basically, in his house. He kind of pulls it open and he pulls out this little R2-D2 kind of style robot. You recognize it.
Fucking knew it.
It's that the ship's AI that has been put into a robot.
Oh, yeah.
You recognize it from your ship, from the Spire.
Has this ever turned on before?
No, I don't know how to turn it on. We just recovered it, and then I'm like, what should I do with this? And the cops are like, I don't know. So I just kept it in the cupboard with the brooms.
Is it like an obvious on switch?
It's hard to tell. You could give it a fiddle.
Yeah, I give it a fiddle.
Fondle that bot.
Ready? You give it a fiddle. After you touch a couple of buttons, it kind of like it turns on. Shit, 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 shit. Fuck, shit, fuck. Cunt.
What the fuck is this?
Shit, shit, shit. Fuck, shit, dicks, cock.
You got any messages recorded on you?
Shit, shit, shit. Fuck, dick. Shit. It like opens up a kind of hologram. Kind of shows your last moments on the Spire. You can see the crash. Then the robot that Jackson had uploaded his body into picks up that little robot. You see, like, Jackson's robot arms collect it. You two unconscious nearby. And the robot disappears and then winks out and then starts again. Kind of goes in a loop.
Okay. So. Right.
Is this helpful at all?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Would you guys like to stay for dinner?
Yes.
We haven't had company in a long time.
Hey.
What's for dinner?
Little,
I'll see what the wife will cook up.
Little Lightning.
Little Shock.
Little Shock. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Little Shock, look, we're on a... Would you like... Are you missing adventure in your life? Are you and your wife missing adventure?
I mean, I guess.
So we've got a pretty big ship.
I mean, like, I was pretty traumatized by my last adventure. I'd never really seen you know, like proper death until that moment.
How do you feel about death now?
Pretty bad.
Yeah. Like, would you and your wife...
I like wanna... the, like, that's not a good sign. There's a lot of death in what we do.
Yeah, would you and your wife like to come and... I mean, you said that we'll have company there.
He kind of, like, leans in. He's like, I have nothing to say to her anymore.
Yeah, I know, but...
Please, yes, yes, we'll come with.
All right.
Let me just go tell the wife.
Yeah, no
he, like,
worries.
Gets up. You see them in the kitchen having, like, a hushed couple's conversation, but it's just kind of like... It's kind of awkward to hear. It sounds like it's angry, but it's also hard to tell.
I'm going to mouth to Dusha.
Free food. I'm going to get in his wife.
Mark Mouth's like, this tea is all black.
Is it good, though?
No.
Does it taste like black tea?
Mark Mouth's like, it doesn't at all. Just, it tastes disgusting. I'm just going to tip it into this pot plant. It's really obvious because it's black. Little shock comes back. He's like, yeah, okay, we'll come with
coming?
You. Yeah, yeah, she says she's happy to come with.
Are you sure?
Yeah, she'd love to.
That's good.
It's hard to tell. There's no expression on the...
So have scorpion legs?
She doesn't. I think that luckily the portal people, being as they are, who knows what they are? They can survive without oxygen.
Little Shuck, I know this is kind of an intimate question, but where does your wife lead?
What?
Where does your wife lead? That's an amazing question.
You know, like, where does she go?
You know, back in New Metal, where we are from.
Yeah.
Ish. All the
The portal people.
The portal people, yeah. They're connected. The diners, they're connected.
I think she's connected to a diner as well, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know which one?
I have no idea.
You been there?
That's pretty intimate. She knows, she doesn't like me, so. I watched that formulate on your face, Joel. They're kind of like, big grin.
I see.
Yeah. Do you know where the portal people, if they're like closer?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's some other, like other poor people, maybe they get you know, different diners.
Like connected? I don't know. She doesn't talk about it.
Okay.
Like
said, what does she
don't talk?
We haven't
had an intimate moment in years.
Oh, it's sad. How do you have an intimate, like, to be honest, I always assume that they weren't people.
No, they're people.
I just assume they're like an ATM kind of machine. You know?
No, no.
Like a machine.
It's prejudice of, you know, we... Yeah.
I'm ignorant. I'll raise my hand.
No, look, together we've made love.
Yeah.
Was there a breeze?
Yep.
Are you aware you might have put your dick in a diner?
Potentially, yeah. I don't know.
Did you climax?
The tip of my penis is black now. It's the same shade of black, of the shade black.
Is that
good?
I don't. It's not bad.
Wait, where's the scorpion penis?
Well, this was back before we moved here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that why you're here? Because you don't want to, you want like the excuse?
This is not the conversation I imagined I'd be having today. Nothing, honey, just chatting. Please be quiet.
Did you want a different legs when we leave?
I'm happy. I'm happy. Yes, I guess. Sure.
Okay, let's.
Want a horse dick?
They're good. I miss mine.
Yeah, I'll see. We'll go back and I guess I'll see. Right,
let's head up and...
Are you going to try and see where his wife lives, Ape John?
No.
That's good.
She's coming with us.
You don't see where another man's wife leads. That's just that's space protocol. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, the idea of his penis coming out in a diner is just great. And absolutely what happened.
All right, well, let's leave Scorpion 1 and get ourselves some better legs. All right,
you hop inside the Ascension Millennium. Mark Mouth gets in the driver's seat. It's getting quite packed now, but thankfully the Ascension Millennium has a kind of like...
How does she get in the driver's seat? She's a scorpion.
She probably has her legs all over the chairs and her hands bent down. She's looking forward to changing from a scorpion.
This.
Scorpion was the worst of the options.
Yes.
In the cockpit... So you got the cockpit, that's where all of the pilots are, that's where Sweetums, Mark Mouth, and Kielbasa are. And then the four of you, Zap Lightning, his portal wife, not Zap Lightning, Little Shark, his portal wife, and the two Joels, you're in a kind of lounge area at the back. You feel the ship rocket out of the atmosphere, leave Scorpion Man 1, and after maybe, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, you're right back at the space station.
Fantastic.
You land, and they're like, people who work there are like, you guys again.
Yeah.
Yep.
You just go down to a planet, pick people up, and come back, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to
come? No, I do not.
What's this guy's name?
He's got a name tag. It says Bip Bip Bop.
Hey, Bip Bip Bop. Is that your full first name?
Do you want to come along? Move along, please.
Hey, Bip Bip Bop.
God damn it.
I think you would love to have some good time with your good friends.
We're putting together a team.
I suppose you're right. I suppose I would like to have some good times with my good friends. Bip Bip Bop is... Let's have a look. Let's see what Bip Bip Bop happens to be. Let's say he's a satyr. He's got, goat legs and... let's call it... maybe he's the same race as Bitch Hippo.
Right then.
But, a thinner, slimy, sweaty, pink hippopotamus.
Pink hippo. Gross.
Sweet. All right. Where are we going?
Well, we just got to get some better legs, and then we're going to find the Emperor Slug Guy.
To ask for a job.
to get our good friend, Bitch Hippo, back.
Sure. All right.
And become heroes by changing the galaxy in a diplomatic way.
You have to lie.
Bip Bip Bop's like, you have me. I'm happy with my legs, though, so I'll just wait on the ship.
Yeah, nah. Wait in
so
the ship.
So Bip Bip Bop meets Sweetums. This is our woofer pilot.
Hello. It's been quite a couple weeks.
It's a ragtag team. And our co-pilot here is Kielbasa. She's our co-pilot, but also maybe.
She, you say.
Okay.
But also a mold, maybe. This is Muckmouth.
Yeah, whatever.
She's our rude lady.
You're a wonderful Muckmouth.
Yes, I'm pretty good.
You might know him.
Little Shock.
The little Shock.
Little bolt.
Hi, yeah,
shock,
little,
shock,
little Shock. It's yeah. Little Shock.
Little Shock.
Hi, I'm Little. Yep. Do you, don't. Bip Bip Bob's shakes his head I don't. Ah, no, of course, that's fine.
And this is lovely
little
wife.
Little Shark's little wife.
What was her name again?
It's kind of, you got to go, oh.
It's a ah. Oh.
Yeah. I just call her Woo.
Woo.
Yeah.
We got Woo.
So. And just make sure that you don't check where she leads.
Oh, all right. Yeah, you don't check where another man's wife leads. Yeah. I know. I'm not an idiot.
All right.
Yeah, I'll join the crew.
Sick.
All right, Bip Bop climbs on in.
Go get some legs sorted.
All right, you head in. What legs would you like?
Not in character, but semi in character. So mermaids, that's just a... Or mermen, that's just a fish tail.
Yeah.
So we can just cross that off.
You're not
Scorpion has tail? No penis.
Yep. All right,
I don't want any of that.
This is a simple matter of elimination. Minotaur, okay. Centaur, Harpy, Satyr, Sphinx. Those are your options.
I did like Satyr, so that currently that's okay. going to... Yeah. So Sphinx, what's a Sphinx?
It's like a lion's body, but it's female. They're always female.
Jine. Jine times.
It's been cock heavy. Maybe it's about time for some jine.
I mean, I do. I'm curious what it's like to live with a jine sometimes.
But also a lion's body, so...
That, so I can pounce and shit, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's a maybe.
It's pros.
Yeah.
Pounce. Jine. Cons. Hard to sit.
I feel true. All of these are going to be hard to sit. Minotaur.
That's just a bull's head.
So...
Bull's your legs remain whatever they currently are.
So that's the opposite, bro.
So it's an option.
I'd like new legs. I select Minotaur. You changed my head.
Is it like a bull's head, or do I get horns? What is
it? Like a, you know, like a bull's head.
Yeah.
That,
so they cut off my head, take out the brain. Maybe
plop down a bull's head with your brain in it.
All right. Well, that's like
Bull's head, horse bodies, Abbott. Tell me you don't want that.
I'm curious.
You go just full farm that way.
I don't want Minotaur face.
Okay.
So we got.
Maybe I do.
Yeah, maybe you do on an ape body. That'd be all right.
Yeah, you've got your legs, which is nice.
Yeah.
So we got
Satyr.
Satyr?
Yep.
Satyr.
Satyr.
So that's like a goat legs.
Goat legs. It's just basic goat legs. Run of the mill hooves.
What's a goat cock like? Probably not great.
No, great.
Whoa!
Satyrs are notorious.
Fuckers.
Bonus.
Oh, yeah.
That's like their
James
whole deal.
McAvoy in bloody.
There you go.
Yeah.
In real life. McAvoy in real life.
Yeah.
And then Harpy's like bird legs, but giant. Also giant. But if I'm going to have a giant, I'm going to go Sphinx.
That's fair. That's absolutely fair.
Oh, this is tough. This is tough.
Now, you don't necessarily need new legs, Ape Joel, but like you've got the option here. If you want to swap your body around, you know, go nuts.
Just a question, because I can't remember it. I've been out of my own body for so long. Do I have ape arms or human arms? Yeah, I thought so.
So you need some all the help you can get. So, okay.
I'd like a minotaur head, please.
That's good.
All right, one of the tall, kind of weird green tentacle bean surgeon aliens is like, come inside.
Fix my legs.
What?
I'd like a minotaur legs.
Those are human legs.
Minotaur upgrade, please.
Oh, okay. Just the head then. Okay. Would you like to go under?
No.
Okay. So you lie down on the counter. He's like, would you like to go under? You're like, no. There's a pause with a big bean surgeon alien's like, oh, okay.
Is there any benefit to going under?
Well, it doesn't hurt so much.
What are the pros of staying awake?
There are none. It's just cheaper for us.
Nah, I'll be a team player. Keep me awake.
That's good, because you would have changed, because they cut your head off.
No.
He said he's going to stay awake.
I'll be a team player. God.
All right. You feel a scalpel dig into your neck and slide along. And then you change, because of course, that's how it works. Oh, and it's not a good change.
Oh, no.
You're flat.
2D.
2D.
Still an ape with human arms? Do I get
ape, human arms, bull head, 2D. Or very, very, very flat. You're not obviously 2D, that's impossible, but you're immensely flat and thin now.
That's good.
Is it?
Yes.
A strong breeze and you're, whew, goodbye.
Yeah, but a locked door, slide underneath it.
I suppose. All right, you see Ape Joel come out, flopple out.
Well, I don't want that.
I'm a bull now, kind of.
Bull Ape Joel.
Well done, Bull Ape Joel.
You going to get some satyr legs?
So I got high punches and a horse kick.
Yeah, you'll keep the horse kick, so it'll just become a goat kick.
Uh-huh, and what does Sphinx give me?
Sphinx will give you probably lion pounce. Ooh. Yeah, that's pretty good. Ooh. Claws?
Claws.
You'll keep your face, though, so no, like, lion jaw or lion roar, but, you know, Plus a lion's speed, which is pretty quick.
I might go Sphinx. You know what? I'm far too attached to my penis, so you know what? Go. Let's throw caution to the wind.
Complete
get a lion
direction.
Body. Go opposite direction. Get a nice lion gine.
Perfect. You're put under, and the operation for you is nowhere near as painful as it is. I'm assuming you want to go under as well.
At any opportunity, I can.
You hear the sounds of surgery taking place, Abe Joel, and then on all fours, Lion Joel.
Check it out.
Hey!
Pat out, parade my new body.
At that moment, well, lost a dice. The two of you noticed that... all of the doors to this facility, all of the doors to the rest of the spaceport and the place where everybody's landed their spaceships, have been locked down. And out the kind of thick windows, you can see several spaceships landing on the outside of this space station. They're quite familiar to you. They look like Neonite ships.
Okay. Sick. I just realized I should probably ask what giving a bull head has given me. I don't have scary ape face anymore.
No, you've got scary bull face.
Same stats?
Same stats.
Wait. Okay, so minus two, plus two, because I'm back in my less handsome body. Scary bull face. And do I have goring now?
Yeah, I was going to say pointy head. Pointy head too.
So I get lion pounce plus...
Lion's pounce plus, let's call that plus four. Pointy head plus two. And also give you lion speed plus three. And yeah, you get no extra benefits for having a bull head.
And I get the high punches plus ones?
Yeah.
Small punches minus one.
Yes. Actually, do you keep your high punches? I suppose.
Am I, how high am I as compared to what I was as a horseman?
You're actually a lot lower, so get rid of your high punches and your low punches. Those stats are no longer relevant. You can punch at mid-height now.
Sick.
All right. Good. Just before, are you getting any of the rest of the crew to change?
If they wanted to. Like, who came with me? Anyone?
Not really. The only person that is still...
Only Mark, but he's dead.
Yeah, Mark's rest in peace. But Little Shock has a scorpion body. He might change. He might get goat legs as
little,
well.
Little Shock, if you want to...
I hate my scorpion body, so...
Nah, fair.
Yeah, I might do.
Well, I mean, if he picks Minotaur...
If you pick Minotaur, what?
No, because if you just want the legs of a Minotaur, that's man legs.
No, no, you can't do that. Satyr legs, that's it. I'll do that.
I mean...
Little Shock gets Seder legs. He clip-clops out. This is better, I guess. I have a penis again.
Why is that not how the surgery works? Find out next time on the next thrilling episode of Dinosaur Universe.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at peddlerspress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to peddlerspress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.